Trent Taylor.
Trent, Jeff said, you know, going in that y'all are expecting some one-on-one coverages and stuff. What goes through your head when you see those one-on-one coverages? Did your eyes light up a little bit or what?
Yeah, as a receiver, that's definitely kind of what you look forward to. And whenever you hear a defense like to play you like that, then, I mean, you gotta know that it's coming your way. And you got to get the job done. Either you're going to win or he's going to win. It comes down to who executes better and, you know, who kind of wants it more. So I think all around in the receiving group today, we did that. We made the big plays that we needed to make for the offense to be successful. Anytime we were putting one-on-one coverage, we made the big play. And that's what Rice tried to do to us, and we capitalized on it. So that's kind of how it just got so lopsided of a game, because we just executed the way we needed to get the job done.
I don't know if that was a career high for Carlos with 115 and his two scores, but I know he's been banged up pretty much all year, and obviously he got a little banged up again at the end of the game, but how much was that performance needed and good to see, and I'm sure from y'all's end in terms of the overall offense?
Yeah, that was big time seeing Los do that tonight. It's definitely he's definitely a difference maker whenever he's out there on that field with his speed and just his route running. Just a major threat to defense is just the way he can run and make plays for us. And that's exactly what he did tonight. When the ball came his way, he made the big play, and just he was there for us on the offensive side of the ball. And it was just great to have him back there on the field.
How much would you say it was a turning point in the second quarter? You know, it was a 14-7 game, and then they'll score twice in the last 3:40 to take a big halftime lead.
Oh yeah, that was very crucial just for the rest of the game, just going into halftime with a much bigger lead than we were kind of expecting at the start of the second quarter. And I think that kind of took the juice out of Rice, and we knew going into the second half we had to keep pounding them. And that's exactly what we did as a whole team, special teams, defense, and offense. We just did a great job of executing our job today.
You think overall team performance was probably one of y'all's best games, especially considering it came on the road?
I think so. Special teams did their job, and we had a big play on kick return with Carlos making a play. And, it was just a complete game overall. The defense did a great job of keeping them out of the end zone, like Jeff said. And on the offensive side of the ball, we executed. We did what we had to do to come out of here with the W.
Kind of the same question I had as Jeff, but in terms of raising the profile of the program where you do become bowl eligible, but yeah, it's a good thing, but you obviously want to get to the next step and get to that next step. And maybe not be so settled on getting to bowl eligibility, but wanting to get so much more this year.
Right. Yeah, we expected to be bowl eligible by this point of the year, but I mean, when you get there, it's definitely something that you celebrate, because like Coach Holtz always says, never take a win for granted. And whenever you get to this point, I mean, it feels good. And that's definitely not where we're gonna settle, though. That's not been our goal, is to be bowl eligible. Our goal is to, you know, win the conference championship and go to a major bowl game. So still got a lot to do for the rest of the season.